This series recaps a few of the multiple successes of an American radio station located on a mountain in Taipei, Taiwan, that formerly housed the American Forces radio station. The successor to the military radio station was ICRT, or International Community Radio Taipei. And it became so popular that between 1986 and 1990, it attracted dedicated listeners outside of Taiwan. Postcards were mailed into ICRT from Japan, Okinawa, Korea, the Philippines, China, and Russia.
The magic of Taiwan, ICRT.
In this podcast, we're exploring why ICRT was a global phenomenon before the internet, before Facebook, that American companies with global brands like McDonald's, Coke, Nike, Domino's Pizza, Harvard University, American Airlines, American Express, Visa, the NBA, and the American government all depended on ICRT for accurate mass promotion. ICRT was not a propaganda station. It was, however, the voice of American soft power in Asia. A little later, we'll lay out our argument that ICRT was the greatest English language radio station in the world in a non-English speaking country between 1986 and 1990.
The magic of Taiwan, ICRT.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Hi, I'm Nicholas Gould. I worked at ICRT from 1985 to 2000. Probably no other English-speaking radio station in the world ever had the wide spread of different demographic groups listening at the same time to the radio station. Adults, students, Westerners, Taiwanese, all relying on us to bring them uncensored news, new music, and lots of fun contests and the chance to win great American products.
Everyone was listening to ICRT, a global phenomenon that was so much fun.
They're really cool. I like them.
Absolutely wonderful.
In this chapter, we begin with the Taiwanese fascination with American music and a weekly recorded program recorded in Los Angeles that saw instant success with the Taiwan audience was American Top 40 with Casey Kasem. Sam Marr, an American high school student living in Taiwan at that time, reflects on the success of American Top 40.
American
Hello again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and we're about to count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, according to Billboard magazine.
And so you got the American Top 40. You know, I remember listening to Casey Kasem and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
my name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular hits in the nation. Our rankings come directly from the official Billboard survey of record sales.
People coalesced around ICRT, you know, because suddenly you had, in fact, in a way, it had more validity, not military, not government. So it was a private run radio station. And I think that it allowed the young people to pick up where we had left off and to get Western influence again. And I think that ICRT did play a part in kind of assuaging everybody's fears that America was just pulling out of Taiwan.
American Top 40.
My name is Craig Quick, former manager of ICRT from 1983 to 1990. Well, it was not hard to find sponsorship. And the reason I bought it is because it's a real glimpse of what's going on in American music, which the Taiwanese are very interested in. That's to the young people. They want to know what's happening over there in music. And they weren't getting that on local radio.
Casey Kasem received so many postcards from listeners in Taiwan that the GM, Craig Quick, considered bringing Casey to Taiwan.
We actually tried to get him over, but it was like $55,000 for him to make a visit. I thought, no, we'll pass on that.
I dare you to name any other radio station that had country music hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, American Top 40, followed by songs from the swing era, back to back to back on Sunday nights. Go on, name another radio station that had that breadth of musical styles.
Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
Listen. I mostly just love the sound. It's not too, like, crazy or wild.
You know, they're very inspirational. They are.
Taiwan Top 20.
Following the success of the American Top 40, ICRT began its own countdown show, the Taiwan Top 20, hosted by Tony Taylor, where 10 English language songs alternated with 10 Mandarin language songs. The Taiwan Top 20 was an immediate hit with students.
Here on ICRT.
You ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Listen.
This was a time when copyrights were not enforced in Asia. There were fake Rolexes, books, videos, audio cassettes. They were all sold on the streets of Taipei. Mr. Quick advocated that Taiwanese companies begin respecting international copyright agreements, telling them that they would benefit if they did.
You know, it's just alarming and weird.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
All the record companies were trying to fight the pirates, you know, who would make a cassette of the record and then sell it. So we were in league with all of them in trying to stop that through education and asking for better enforcement. I think we were largely successful. And Taiwan itself was trying to move out of the pirate reputation. Almost every Asian country went through that with the American music. They started out with pirates and then eventually got into the major labels themselves. And CBS, Sony's a good example. That's what happened. And we also worked with the publishers. What we did there, I had set up a meeting with them and said, you know, the reason you guys aren't selling anything and you can't beat the pirates is because your prices are way too high. Most of the people who are buying these books are students, college and high school students, and teachers, and they can't afford this kind of thing. So lower your price and become fair, and we'll help you fight the pirates.
Now, of course, there were great English language radio stations all over the world, like WNBC, WLS, KHJ, the BBC in London, the Canadian Broadcasting Network, the Australian Broadcasting Company, and so forth. But their audiences were native English speakers. ICRT had 3 million Taiwanese, including 300,000 Taiwan students with only basic English ability who listened every day. And another 150,000 non-Taiwanese were locked on to ICRT. Why? Well, because ICRT had uncensored news. But I think more importantly, ICRT was active within the Taiwan community. ICRT organized and implemented off-air events that were successful and benefited the people of Taiwan. Like Young Stars.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Well, Craig and I have been longtime friends since our radio days in Hawaii, back in the early and mid-80s. And he knew that I created a huge talent competition in Hawaii called Brown Bags to Stardom, which involved high school students. Now, after Craig moved to Taiwan, he wanted to do something similar on ICRT for students in Taiwan. So back in 1987, he invited me over to Taipei to explain the concept to his staff, Linda and Nora, and explain the mechanics of the talent competition. Anyway, I did that, and of course, we had to find sponsors. And so at nighttime, we'd drive out to meet some of the top guys from potential sponsors like Coke, Rock Records, and McDonald's. Craig would always start the meetings with some jokes. He's a great joke teller, and he'd loosen them up. And then he'd say something like, "Bobby, tell them about the talent competition concept." And so I would explain how my competition evolved from a high school lunchtime talent show
into a record album, a concert, and finally into a number one rated TV show, and then repeated that year after year. Well, the sponsors listened carefully, and then Craig would close the deal, as he was so good at doing. And thus, Young Stars was born and evolved into its own thing, which was a benefit to the students who participated, the companies who sponsored the competition, the community at large, and of course, ICRT.
Let me make this as clear as possible.
Well, Rock Record was a vital partner from the beginning. Sam Dwan, they were just wonderful help. They helped us in judging all the 114 universities that entered that damn thing, and each university had a runoff, and we had to provide judges for that, so we used ICRT personnel and mostly Rock Records people. They were the major music partner on Young Stars and the staging partner, and as you know, in addition to highlighting the best of the 114 universities, which I think was about, we had about 10 or 12 in the final show, they were interspersed with the top Rock Records singers. So it made it a very interesting concert that was sold out, and the money that was raised for that went to the Young Stars Foundation to fund Taiwan musicians. It was original compositions by the Chinese. They had stipulations. Some people have compared it to Brown Bags of Stardom in Hawaii, but it was not at all like that. First, Brown Bags of Stardom was high school kids singing cover songs, but they had to compose the music themselves. They had to play it themselves with no electronic aid. You know, I mean, they could have electronic instruments, but they couldn't have samples and stuff to enhance their music. So it was a real talent show. And if you listen to some of those early albums, they're really quite good. A lot of successful artists came out of that. They won a recording with Rock Records, and some of them went on.
Sound cool?
Oh, yeah.
FM 100. ICR. FM 100. ICRT.
Young Stars was unique to Taiwan. Previously, only students at Taiwan's elite universities were invited to compete in most musical events. Craig Quick foresaw a musical competition that allowed every student to showcase their talents. ICRT coordinated campus qualifying competitions island-wide, further ensuring that ICRT was the radio station that Taiwanese students listened to all over the island. Young Stars winners were featured on albums that played on ICRT, and 100% of the revenue from the album sales went to scholarships so the winners could study music abroad. Young Stars' success couldn't be ignored by the Mandarin media either, and within 5 years, Taiwan television stations began their own music competitions that were directly influenced by Young Stars. This quickly led to more and more Western bands, groups, and pop stars coming to Taiwan, as we'll see in our next chapter of Radioactive. So, stay tuned.
ICRT.